Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. I had just called. This is my third time calling. I spoke with Secret in Asia. I'm calling regarding some fraudulent transactions. And the last person I got off the phone with was Asia, and she told me to call the Gold Stack because she looked up where the transactions were coming from. And she looked up the Gold Stack, and she gave me that phone number, and she said that I need to call that number to get information about what's going on. So I have done that. I called that number, and they're saying they don't see any transaction. I also have it on the line.
So, all right. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, to see if I can assist you?
It's 53713.
53713. And your first and last name, please?
Alicia Reed.
And I'm sorry, I'm on the line as well. My name is Junie, last initial W. I'm with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. This call may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance purposes.
I do understand that. And you said it's Alicia Reed? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, for security purposes, Ms. Reed, do you mind verifying your address for me?
It's 1863 Fisher Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53713.
I do thank you for that. I'm trying to wait until my system actually opens up this account. Now, I was able to find an account that's associated with you, and I do see you had entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I do see that you recently spoke with another agent, because this is a call center, and so I'm not familiar with agents whom you may have spoke with, but I do see her note. And it says you called in about an email that was advised it takes 24 to 48 hours, and the system sends all emails. Did you ask her about that? That was Asia, whomever you spoke with?
Yes. I spoke with Secret and Asia earlier today. Because that account, I was explaining to them that those were fraudulent transactions, and I'm still having issues where Capital One is charging me what took over $1,200 out of my account. And my bank sent a letter stating that it was from this because they said that I had a dispute back in, when did they say? In April, I believe. They said I had a dispute back in April for the amount that you guys put back on my card. And so they were saying that I need to send in proof of the confirmation that that I canceled it, which I didn't sign up for it. I was trying to get a free vacuum. So I asked, what's her name, Secret, to resend that email when I called, and they refunded my money.
Yeah, I do see all of where all of that took place. You spoke to several different agents, I do see, and each one of them notated that the account, it was canceled, and a refund was issued back to you.
Okay. So
yeah.
What I'm trying to figure out is how is this Capital One or whatever's linked to you all and Capital One, how are they still taking money out of my account? And when I talked to Secret, she said that, you know, they switched over to Goldman Sachs, and she gave me that number to call. That's why Junie's on the line, because I'm asking her
idea about that, because once an account is canceled, then we can't bill you any further. So I don't know where she got her information from, because once that account was canceled and you were refunded, that cancellation took effect immediately, and there is nothing else. We could never bill you again because you're completely canceled out of that. So I don't know. Maybe she has gotten your account confused with something else, but on this end, we can't bill you. Once that account was canceled, it took effect immediately.
So how is it, okay, so when they billed me, okay, so I think some fraud is going on, because when they billed me, they weren't supposed to bill me. Vacuum was supposed to be free. So I already got billed once for something I didn't even sign up for, some food, some prescribed food. I didn't sign up for that. So I find it hard to believe that something else couldn't happen if that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what it was, when you entered into that sweepstakes, the terms and conditions, and they are there because we can verify that they are there. It does inform you all the way down when you scroll down in the terms and conditions, and before you can even go to the checkout, it advises you that you are being enrolled into a monthly subscription to what is called the Bite Hubs, which was happened to have been a meal planning app. It is there. And I do understand that a lot of people, yes, ma'am, you only paid maybe $1, maybe $2. It was a sweepstakes entry. But when you entered into that sweepstakes, it did advise you that you would be enrolling into a monthly subscription to the Bites Hub, which happens to have been a meal planning app.
So is there any way they could have signed me up for something else I didn't know about?
When you entered into those sweepstakes, now they may have actually bundled you into something else that I'm not quite sure of. Once you put your financial information in there, you could be entered into a number of things. I don't know what else you could have actually entered into or been bundled into. I can't tell you that. But all I do know is when you called in to cancel this one, and then you were immediately canceled out of that one, and they did refund you your money. Now, what else you're being billed, I don't know.
Who do I talk to? Whoever is connected with that website, can you give me a number?
Well, they're online. They're online merchants, ma'am. And that's the thing. We are the call center, support center for them because they are online merchants. So let me ask you this. What else are you being billed?
Well, I got billed for somebody's car notes from Capital One. $503.
Now we're not connected with anything like that. I suggest you get in contact with Capital One. We would not be connected with anything like that. The only thing we are customer service for are online merchants and vendors.
Okay.
So nothing like that. We don't have access to anything like that.
Okay, Junie. So you hear that, right?
Yeah.
Junie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. You're saying you don't have access to the activity?
We wouldn't have anything. She said someone's car note and stuff. We don't have any kind of access to anything like that. We are a third-party call center, and we assist multiple companies, but they are online vendors. But a car note and stuff like that, no, ma'am, we don't have access to anything like that.
So you're not able to see the transaction?
Oh, no, we're not
even taken out of
account. No, we don't see anything like that. The only thing we're able to handle.
Okay, so is it something where?
Ma'am.
I'm sorry.
The only thing that we are able to handle, like if she entered into the sweepstakes, we're able to see where, if she wanted to cancel, we saw where she entered into it and what she was being billed. But an account, a running history of that, no, ma'am. We don't have access to that.
Okay, so is this something where, because this is for Capital One, so would this have to be that she needs to actually go to the Capital One bank?
Yes, she needs to get in contact with Capital One because Capital One would have a whole access. Capital One is the one that would have every transaction that was taking place. And I don't know why they would actually send you to different ones, and they're the ones that can actually pull up all the transactions.
So you stand to call like a branch location?
Are you near one, or is there one near you wherever you reside?
I don't know.
Well, they should be able to send you a whole listing of all transactions. Since it is being billed, they are the ones to be able to see it. They can send you a complete listing of every transaction that has ever taken place on your account.
Okay.
And I don't know why they are sending you from here to there, where they're the ones that could actually pull up all of the transactions. They could tell you time, date, verbatim, and where the transactions took place.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I would get in contact with them, and I would ask them to send me a breakdown of everything that I was billed and exact time and date when the transactions took place. And if you're not familiar with some of them, then I'm quite sure there are numbers that are listed next to them. Either you can call or they can call on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, because this is your account.
Well, I'll just call again on Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. If you have any more questions or any more concerns, you're more than welcome to call us, you know, call this number back or call whatever back. And if I can assist you or anyone else can assist you, we'll be more than happy to.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Is there anything else that I could assist with today?
No. If I have trouble with the bank, I'll call you back.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I hope you have a great day.
You too.